Day 284, or October the 11th. Stick with the job in hand. Our thoughts today are rooted in Mark chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her, so that she will be healed and live." Another big picture surrounding these verses. Today's passage covers a second year in the ministry of Jesus. Once again, it is centered in Galilee, as was the first year. Mark tells us about the healing of Jairus' daughter, as well as Nazareth's rejection of Jesus as Messiah. In these chapters, we also hear about the feeding of the 5,000, which is a miracle that all four Gospels record. Apart from the resurrection, this is the only one found in every gospel. Incidentally, it is only Mark who tells us that Jesus was a carpenter. Matthew confirms that his father Joseph was a carpenter, but none of the other gospels mentions this trade. The word that is translated carpenter means so much more than a worker with wood. It may be translated builder or even stonemason. And now today's action step. We are told that Jairus' daughter is 12 years old, and in ancient Jewish society, that meant she would be a woman on her next birthday. It must be devastating enough to lose your daughter, but to lose her just as she is maturing into a woman must add to the heartbreak, as she will never be able to bless you with grandchildren. As Jesus proceeds to the little girl, he is interrupted by a woman who has been seriously ill for, coincidentally, 12 years. Jesus is not diverted from his initial task. He takes care of the woman and then continues to heal Jairus' daughter too. Jesus is often interrupted in the Gospels, but he never forgets to finish his first task. Don't be diverted from what God has for you, even if it means the path may be a bit wiggly in places. Stick with it and complete the job.